Senator Grant Larson said to me one time, "We don't do that over here." Actually, I was sitting right where Perkins' chair is, looking at Burns, trying to get him to do it, and Burns cowered out. Yeah. Mr. Majority, does it look like we're everybody ready for roll call? If we are, then let's go ahead and get started with the roll call.
Roll call for Thursday, February 26th. Anderson District 2?
Here.
Anderson District 28?
Here.
Barnard?
Here.
Bebout?
Here.
Burns?
Here.
Case?
Present.
Christensen?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Cooper?
Here.
Kraft?
Here.
Dockstetter?
Here.
Driscoll?
Excused.
Emmerich?
Here.
Escobel? Geis?
Yeah.
Hastert?
Yeah.
Hicks?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Kinski?
Here.
Landon?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Pappas?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Ross?
Here.
Rothfuss?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Von Fladern?
Here.
Wasserberger?
Here.
President Nicholas?
Here.
29 present, 1 excused.
Today we're gonna, our Senator Kraft is pastorizing for us as she is our pastor of the day. And hey!
Thank you.
And if Senator Kraft, would you please lead us with a prayer?
I would. Thank you so much, and thanks all of you. We thank you, Creator God, that we live in a place where the glorious revelation of yourself is all around us. Our lives are lived between sunrises and sunsets and blazing colors. But at night, the limitless stars have a way of pushing back the boundaries of our lives, and we dream of heaven and your wonder. May you bless us. May you bless us with discomfort. Discomfort with half-truths and easy answers, that we may question with our hearts and with our minds. Bless us with anger, anger at injustice, exploitation, and oppression, that we may work for justice, freedom, and peace. Bless us with tears, tears shed for those who are in sorrow, sickness, need, or any adversity, that you may comfort them and turn their pain into joy. Bless us with foolishness enough. To believe we can make a difference in this world. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, come upon us and remain with us as we strive to do the work you have given us to do. We pray this in your most holy name. Amen.
Please join me with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball.
And would the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February the 26th, 2015, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Jeff Wasserberger, Chairman.
Are there any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. The doctor of the day is Dr. Sigsby Duck. Oh, Dr. Duck? The nurse of the day is Carol Berend, and from Cheyenne Regional Medical Center. If you'd welcome her. Well, I hope I got your name reasonably right, Berend. Yeah, welcome. And we're glad to have you. You see it from all the coughing, you could have a lot of work.
Today in history, 1929, President Calvin Coolidge signed an executive order establishing the Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. And in 1846, Buffalo Bill Cody was born. Today is day 31 of the proposed 37-day session. Tomorrow is the last day for bills to be reported out of the committee in the second house, or bills die. And we're starting into conference committee reports. Mr. Majority Floor, when did you intend to do your to call for a caucus?
Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the majority party will caucus in 5 minutes up in the Corporations Committee room.
Would you like me to go through some conference committee reports? Or do you
President,
want...
you're in the big chair. Go ahead.
Well, when you say 5 minutes, I'm thinking I can get some work done.
Get it done.
Okay. Conference committee reports. These are the joint conference committee reports. We'll begin with Senate File 46, Fire Misdemeanors. Senator Christensen, are you ready with respect to the joint conference committee report?
Yes, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in the report?
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 46, Fire Misdemeanors, Reference House Message 325. Signing for the House, Representative Eglin, Lindholm, and McKim. Signing for the Senate, Senators Christensen, Burns, and Meyer.
Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report on Message Number 325 on Senate File 46 and ask that the Senate vote aye. Members of the Senate, this Joint Conference Committee got together, and it was regarding a Senate file that moved out of this House in good shape, got over to the other side, and they put a bill that had failed on top of it. We discussed that with our original sponsor, with the members of the conference committee, and suggested that the House remove their amendment. They agreed to do that. They understood our position. I'd ask you to vote aye. And this was, excuse me, Mr. President, this was Senate File 46 on fire misdemeanors.
I turned off.
Did you ask everybody to vote aye?
Yes, Mr. President, I did.
Thank you. I apologize. I'm trying to do two things up here. Is there any further discussion on the Joint Conference Committee report? There being none, the motion is that the Senate adopt Joint Conference Committee Report to Senate File 46, and it's the reference House message number 325, and you've been asked to vote aye. If the reading clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson District 2.
Aye.
Anderson District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll excused. Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report to set a file 46 fire misdemeanors that addressed House message number 325. The next item is with reference to House Bill 23, Next Generation Science Standards. Senator Majority Floor Leader Bebout, are you ready?
Yes, sir, I am, Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please read in the report.
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 23, Next Generation Science Standards 2, reference Senate Message Number 232. Signing for the House, Representatives Brown, Burkhart, and Northrop. Signing for the Senate, Senators Bebout, Coe, and Rothfuss.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Joint Conference Committee Report, reference Senate Message Number 232 to House Bill 23, Next Generation Science Standards 2. Mr. President, your conference committee, and by the way, I had two powerful allies on this controversial subject that came through like real champions. Mr. President, we had a lot of discussion about the word unique, and I, quite frankly, am amazed at the attention that word got. And it's sort of interesting, Mr. President. I've looked at a lot of documents lately. In fact, there was a standing committee amendment yesterday to, I believe, House Bill 121, that had the word unique in it several times. The main thing we wanted to do, Mr. President, is we wanted the State Board to take into consideration different things when they develop these science standards that are, in my opinion, unique. But as you'll see the language we adopted, it would be set up to promote excellence. And, Mr. President, the major differences between this and the amendment that we have before is instead of allowing the State Board of Education to may consider, we put the word shall in the language, and I'll read it, Mr. President, shall independently examine and scrutinize any science standards proposed or reviewed as a template in order to ensure that final standards adopted for Wyoming schools promote excellence. I would ask the body to vote aye.
Is there any discussion on the amendment, the report? No single sentence has achieved so much scrutiny. There being no further discussion, the motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report on House Bill 23, Next Generation Science Standards 2, and it references Senate Message Number 232. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson District 2.
Aye.
Anderson District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll excused. Emmerich?
Unique aye.
Escobel? Geis? Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross? Rothfuss,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Fladern,
aye.
Wasserberger,
aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote.
Barnard, aye
to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, the Senate has adopted Joint Conference Committee report to House Bill 23, Next Generation Science Standards, referencing Senate Message Number 232. Joint Conference Committee report was rejected on the Senate File Number 13, Method of Execution. We will appoint a second conference committee. The new conference committee is Senators Christensen, Burns, and Rothfuss. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, the next item is second reading, unless you'd like to do something else.
Mr. President, may I appeal to the floor?
You may.
Mr. President, the majority party will caucus immediately up in the Corporations Committee room.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. The Senate shall stand in recess till the sound of the gavel. And then I think we should have a notice on the minority party. Pardon me.
Mr. President, the minority party is caucusing also at this time.
Thank you. The Senate shall stand in recess till the sound of the gavel.